You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Course, there, it's very detailed and there's a lot to it. It's 4 weeks and it all goes through what alignment is, how to get into alignment, what tools there are to help you, how to look at things from the higher perspective, and how to process your limiting beliefs. So we process limiting beliefs every day in the 28 days of this alignment course. Plus, there's 4 calls each week. You have a partner that you do it with, and there's these coaching calls and limiting belief workshops and all kinds of stuff going on. So it's really intensive. Plus, there's reading and assignments and these things called plots. And the plots come with a daily email that's been channeled from Joshua, and there's an assignment in each day. It takes about 5 to 10 minutes, but it really reframes your whole perception of reality and your belief system so that you become way more in alignment and more allowing and go with the flow of your life and really understand what's actually happening, what the fear is, what the illusion is, all that stuff. So I hope you'll send me an email and I'll send you all the information. The email is garybodley@gmail.com. The course is $297. This is so much cheaper than the boot camp, which was $3,000 for 8 weeks. Plus, it's even more advanced. There's way more into it as well. So it's really up in the game of this whole thing. And it's part of an overall year-long program called the Ascension Experience, which really raises you out of the illusion of physical reality and into the clarity of, and the truth of who you are and how the system works. And we've been doing it now. We're in the middle of our second alignment course, and it's just incredible what's happening. Also, the course after that is financial prosperity. So we're in the first financial prosperity course as well right now. And that's just blowing me away by all the information that's coming in and making it so much easier to understand what financial what the vibration of financial property prosperity really is. So before we get started, please remember to like and subscribe to this podcast and leave a review. When you leave a review, it really helps boost us in the rankings of all the other spiritually focused podcasts, all the other Law of Attraction podcasts, and helps people all over the world find this podcast. And so we've been growing quite a bit year over year, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, but we don't do any advertising, and it's all word of mouth. So please tell your friends about it and post it on Facebook and share it with everyone you can. Don't be afraid to push past your fear and share it, because when you share with people, you'll find people who have been secretly interested in these sort of things, and they will love to hear about it from you, and you'll have another friend. Okay, so before we get going, also we have a Joshua retreat here in North Carolina on October 7th through the 11th. It's a 4-day retreat. If you'd like any more information about that, which is really unbelievably fun, we get together with people all over the world, and there might be 25, 30 people here at the Joshua House, and we cook meals together and do Joshua Live and meditations and breath work and yoga and all kinds of stuff, and it's really, really fun. So send me an email, and I'll send you information about that as well. Enjoy the show. We are thrilled to be here.
Hi, Joshua.
Welcome.
We would like to talk to you about how you define yourself in this reality. The truth of who you are is defined in infinite terms. And so when we say who you truly are is infinite, we're being absolutely truthful and serious. And every description that we provide for you of that is based in the infinite nature of who you are. So when we say you are an eternal, magnificent, limitless being of pure positive love, we are talking about the infinite version of all that. So the infinite version of eternal, you exist. You will always exist. You have always existed. It is part and parcel of the system of the physical and the non-physical realm. You find yourselves in a body and you say, I have a certain lifespan. And at the end of that lifespan, I will die. And you might believe that that's it. But that belief is not based in the infinite. It's based in the finite. And it cannot be true. The truth of who you are is infinite. Therefore, you cannot die. You simply return to the non-physical and exist in that pure positive form. You are magnificent. We're talking about the infinite level of magnificence. You are limitless, and limitless by its very nature, and what that word means is infinite. There are no limits to you whatsoever. There is no such thing as limits, only the perception of limits. You are a being of pure positive love. That love is limitless. It's infinite. It's to be explored infinitely. And so when you define yourself in anything, whether that's from your perception, a limited definition of self, I am okay, I'm good at this, I'm bad at that. Well, that's a limited definition of self, and it is not true. It's based in limitation. So then every limitation that you impose on yourself is created based in the confusion or the illusion of the physical realm. The truth of who you are is limitless, eternal, infinite in nature. When you define yourself even in a what you would call positive way, it's still limited. I'm successful. Well, that's comparatively successful. You're comparing it to someone else who you perceive as more successful or less than successful. When you judge anything about yourself, you're doing it in a limited way. When you judge anything about other people, you're doing it in a limited way. When you judge anything about your present conditions, you're doing it in a limited way. When you judge your past or your future, all these judgments are based in fear, and they're limited. The limitation is the illusion. The limitless nature of all of this is the truth of it. And so when you move from fear to love, you're moving from limitation to limitlessness. You're moving from finite to infinite. You're moving from confusion, which is limited understanding of what's going on here, to clarity, which is an infinite knowing of what's going on here. And so you're always moving up this ladder from the limitation to the limitless nature of who you truly are. As you journey on your path, your inspired path to discover who you truly are, you're moving from a limited definition of self to the most limitless definition of self that you could possibly even consider. But even that limitless definition of self is limited in nature, because you have to place limits on all of this. And we ask you to forget about all of that and realize that there are no limits, and you cannot understand any of this from where you are. But as you move through your experiences, you expand to greater levels of awareness in a never-ending manner, an eternal manner, an eternal way, an infinite way. And so think about this experience of life. It is just one of a series of experiences, one of a never-ending series of experiences. Think about your set of beliefs. Your set of beliefs, all of them are limited. What you think you know is actually just a belief that you seem to think you know more about, but you don't know anything, nor will you ever really know anything. And what you're doing here is setting yourself up for the potential of true growth and true expansion, as is implied in the nature of the word eternal or infinite. Anything that's less than that, any ideas that are less than that, any definitions that are less than that are based in limitation. And so the limitation is never true. It's simply based in fear. Fear that you're not enough, fear that you're not worthy, fear that you're not good. All these things that possibly you picked up along your way as beliefs or even brought in with you. As you exist now, you're on the forefront of a new way of thinking about physical reality. It's a new way of thinking about yourself, a new way of thinking about all those people in your life, and a new way of thinking about the conditions that exist in the moment. It's a new way of thinking about space and time and ideas and thoughts and emotions, inspiration, intuition, what's possible for you. Imagine now that you lived two possible lives. One was the limited idea of who you are based in experiences that were never true. Those experiences were simply showing you what your beliefs contained in that moment. And through each experience, you elevated to a different set of beliefs. So you actually transformed yourself from one version of you to another version of you. That transformation is fluid. You are never the same. But due to the law of continuity, you feel the same. You think you're in the same conditions with the same people. And you're gaining a greater awareness of this. But from a limited perspective, you're putting definitions around all of it. Now, why would you do this? Why would you define anything in limited terms? Well, you do so to keep yourself small and keep yourself safe and protect yourself from possible harm from outside conditions and people. What if that was never necessary? What if you realized that you're the creator of this reality? And when we use the word creator, we mean the ultimate creator, the limitless creator of your reality. Well, that implies that anything is possible, that you can be anything, have anything, and do anything in this reality. And wouldn't that be more satisfying than living a limited experience of life? Wouldn't it be more satisfying to live a limitless experience of life? Wouldn't it be interesting to be able to set yourself up for ideas that resonate more with the limitless version of you than the limited version of you? If you're living this limited incarnation as a human on Earth at this time, in a finite existence, in a finite body, with certain things that you just cannot do because you attach these beliefs or believe in those beliefs, well, then you're going to have one experience. Now, if you change your definition of self from limited to limitless, from finite to infinite, well, then suddenly anything is possible. And wouldn't that be more interesting and expansive? Wouldn't it be more exciting if everything was possible, that you no longer thought that any aspect of who you are would be limited? Well, how would you behave in that way? Well, you would realize then that the only thing that's going on is your perception of this reality. And so you would change how you perceive the reality. You would start to say things like, this is not true, this belief that I have about X, Y, or Z. That is just a definition that I've been using in the past to keep myself feeling safe and comfortable in this environment that seems to be closing in on me or demanding things of me or pointing out things that I lack. And then you can come to a conclusion from this higher perspective of who you truly are that no, nothing is set in stone. Anything is possible. And what if I explored the possibility of this thing? What if I was open to new ideas and new inspiration? What if I was able to redefine everything about myself, about the people that are in my life, and about the conditions that exist in the moment? What if I saw everything as perfect? Well, wouldn't perfection be the most limitless definition of all? And then conversely, wouldn't imperfection be the most limited definition of all? And so we would like you to play with us a little while and understand that this perception of yourself as imperfect in any way is an exact, absolute opposition to who you truly are. You are perfect. You are worthy. You are good. You are eternal. You are creative. You are limitless in all things. And therefore, the limited idea of self is not serving you in any way. It's just creating more of the illusion. And wouldn't you like to rise above that illusion and have a glimpse of who you truly are? Well, that's why you're all here. Now, we'd like you to know that you've done this time and time and time again. And with each lifetime, with each experience in a physical reality, you've expanded to realize that that limited idea of you, which is not possible from the non-physical perspective, is only there based in fear, which is not available to you in the non-physical. Now, every time you have a life, you have this limited experience compared to the limitless being that you are. So imagine that you're this limitless being of pure positive love and acceptance existing in the non-physical without any fear, without any resistance to anything. You are simply being and existing and focusing on this and that. And so you decide to come into a physical reality. Why would you do that? Because as this limitless being that you exist in the non-physical, you have no idea what that is. How could you know what limitlessness is, unless you experience limitation? And so you come into some physical form and you experience limitation in some respect. And then you return to the non-physical and you realize it was simply an illusion. That even when you were in physical reality, you were still limitless because who you are in truth exists in the physical and the non-physical. The only difference is this idea about who you are. So if you're a single cell organism, you have one idea about who you are. And as you progress to different incarnations and different forms, you eventually come to this human aspect of you. And this human version of you is now more aware, more conscious, more receptive to thoughts, more able to maneuver through this environment, but also more able to try to control it, try to change it, try to improve it, birth new desires that are actually highly creative from a higher perspective, but from the limited perspective of bad or wrong or something's a problem, it's not very creative at all. The desire is born and then is manifested in a dimension, and then you have to move to the vibrational version of or the vibrational vicinity of that dimension. Now, how do you do that? Well, if you're perceiving yourself as limited, it would be difficult to move to a higher vibration because the vibration of the desire exists at a less limited platform than where you birthed that desire. The desire is manifested in the dimension of a higher vibration. In order for it to manifest in your physical reality, you'd have to raise that vibration while being physical. When you return to the non-physical, suddenly your vibration is raised and you get it. You understand what was going on here. You know the difference between who you truly are and who you thought you were. What if you could do that while living in physical reality? And we're here to tell you that that is absolutely possible for you, and it's actually why you're here in the first place. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who'd like to start?
I'd love to go, Joshua.
Excellent.
Hi. I have a question, actually. So I'm wondering, I'm looking at land in Mexico and I don't have like a lot of money. So I was thinking like right now at this moment, right? So I was looking at land that costs about $5,000 because you can get that Canadian, you know? But it's in the jungle, kind of in a smaller town. And then yesterday I was looking at places that were on the water and they're like 450,000 Canadian. And I thought, oh, I'd love that. But from what you just said, like, I just need to have somehow raise my vibration to have this, the lake view on this lagoon and stuff. And it would be fun. And I just thought maybe you can talk about how to raise our vibration without like, yeah, in the best way possible.
Well, we'd like to talk to you about a few different things here. First of all, you have a desire for the land in Mexico. What is that desire all about? Generally speaking, if you're choosing something like this, what you're saying is that I currently lack that thing that I want. And then you're defining yourself by how much you lack it. I don't have enough money. Even if I had enough money, it's not exactly what I would really want. I'd really want something on the ocean or on a lake or with a view of a mountain or in a city or whatever it is. And so you can certainly effort and struggle your way to figure out how to manifest this thing you think you want. But we'd like to bring you back to who you truly are. You're a being. You are creative. You are non-physically vibrating to all the things that exist in your life now, many of which are the culmination of desires that you had in the past. And a lot of these things are being manifested without any work on your part. You might say, oh, I met this friend and we've become fantastic friends and I have so much fun with this person and it's just a delight that they're in my life. Well, you didn't do anything physically to manifest that friend. You just happened to be at the right place at the right time and you met. And this friend brings something into your experience of life that is highly beneficial and enjoyable. But when you think, I need this thing to make me feel happy or to make me feel secure or whatever it is, when you're trying to manifest these feelings you think you want through the accumulation of trinkets and houses and cars and boats and trips and all these things, you are going to create this journey from where you are to the either the culmination of the manifestation of that thing or the continued lack of that thing. So what if you could let all that go? What if you could say, I'm going to raise my vibration through one thing only, and that one thing is acceptance. I'm going to accept it all. I'm going to accept my current conditions, myself as I am, my past and my future. I'm going to accept all the people in my life. I'm going to accept what's happening in my experience now. In that acceptance of all that is, experiences will come to you. And when those experiences come to you, you'll have a choice in the moment. I can judge this experience as good or bad. I can be easy with it or I can resist it. I can adopt a curiosity about it. Where is this all going? Or I can say, this isn't what I want and resist it in that form. In that case, you would maintain this level of alignment. Now, in that level of alignment is everything you truly want. In that alignment is connection to your inner self, is inspiration flowing to you, is greater awareness and intuition, is feeling good. You feel good in alignment, which means that anything that comes to you will also be based in feeling good. You won't have to specifically identify anything out there. You won't need to say, I'd like to have this land in Mexico. Because from your limited perspective, you're just saying that that seems like that would be fun or interesting or exciting or enjoyable in some way. The universe, which knows more and sees more than you can see and is the source of all your power, will be creating or bringing things to you that are a match to the vibration that you're offering. Of course, you'll be inspired to do things along the way, and that inspiration will lead you to new conditions that correspond to how you're feeling. But generally what happens is when you say something as specific as, I would like this land in Mexico, you bring up all the confusion and illusion and imperfection inherent in that idea, such as it costs $5,000. That is not true. That's simply a limited way to define what it is you want. You might say, why do I want this land in Mexico in the first place? Well, maybe it's a good investment. Maybe it's someplace I could retire to. Maybe it's someplace I could visit in the winters, that sort of thing. Well, behind each of those ideas is the true feeling that you're seeking. I seek the feeling of security. This is how I think I'm going to manifest it. I seek the feeling of being warm or comfortable in the winter. This is my human-based idea of how I think that's going to happen. So let's imagine that the universe is all-powerful and that the universe might have a million different ways of giving you everything you truly want to feel the way you want to feel. You decide, I will pick this one thing. So it's your one thing or two things compared to the universe's millions of things, you see. And so you're actually limiting what can come to you because your focus is now fixated on this thing. Now, that's not bad or wrong because you will have an expansive journey no matter what you do. We're just saying it's not a very effective way to bring to you that which matches your vibration. Because in the wanting of something and the not having of it right now, you are at a lower vibration. You are more likely to dip into the stream of consciousness of fear and lack. You are more likely to focus on why you can't have what you want rather than the elegant unfolding of it. And so we say, we understand it's hard for you to have these dreams and these desires and to let go of them, but the holding on to them, as you have probably seen in your life, has never been very effective. And even when you manifested the things you think you want, you never really got the feeling you thought you would get. You might have been able to say, oh, I achieved this, and then use it as your excuse to feel good momentarily, but then some other thing must unravel within that to bring you out of this feeling of clarity and connection that you had to that initial thing. This is why when you see people who set goals and they achieve these great things, they celebrate for about 1 second, and then they need to go on to the next thing. We say, get into a place of alignment, see everything as good and right as it is now, receive the inspiration, and just follow along with that thread of the inspiration without any attachment whatsoever to the outcome. In that, you become highly effective in everything you do.
Okay, that makes so much sense. I totally understand. And I kind of felt like this was an inspiration because I thought, wouldn't it be exciting to have a blank slate and like build a house, like the exciting part of the creativity part of it? But I have to let go of any of attachments. So if I'm inspired to look at land, that could take me to meet a person who's going to be my best friend. And that's all that was for, right?
Exactly.
Like I have to let go of what actually the goal and the thing at the end is. That word goal, that shouldn't even be in my vocabulary anymore. More, right?
The inspiration would be to do one thing you could do in the moment. So if you were in alignment and received the inspiration about land in Mexico, if that actually was going to be that specific in the inspiration, the one thing you could do in the moment would be to go on the internet, go on to some real estate site, talk to a friend who has been to Mexico. Play around with that without any attachment to the outcome. And then do that as long as that's interesting, let it go, and then move on to the next inspiration. But if you think that the land in Mexico is the solution to any problem, you'll be fixated on that until you manifest it, thereby ignoring all the other inspiration that could come to you. You say, no, this is my goal. I have to get this done. I have to do this. Once I do this, then I'll allow other inspiration to come. But in the meantime, you're resisting all that inspiration that's designed to lead you exactly where you need to go or you desire to go, where you truly desire to go, not where you think you should be going. So most humans go around and they might have a to-do list or have a set of goals that they want to accomplish, and they might check off these goals and feel good in a moment. But in the focus of those goals, they're blocking out all other inspiration. In the idea that you have to get one thing done before you get another thing started, blocks out new inspiration. A true aligned way to go all about this is to realize, first and foremost, that you're a being, that you're simply being. And that when inspiration comes, then you can take some small, fun, interesting action in the moment and then go back to being. The action part of physical reality is more than it's cracked up to be. There's a lot of effort and struggle. And we would say that 99.9% of all action in physical reality is of the effort and struggle type. That effort and struggle will lead to something, but it will always be a fraction or a minutia of what could be created if you simply acted on inspiration. And when the inspiration wasn't there, you simply maintained your alignment until inspiration struck. So the basis of all this is alignment, isn't it? Because without alignment, you're always going to be scurrying around trying to create what is lacking in your life and not being very effective in anything you do because you're not leveraging the forces of the universe. As a being of love, you are pumping love into your reality, and the inspiration will always be two things. Pump more love into your reality and go on a inspired path of self-discovery. That's it. If that path of self-discovery needs to be done in Mexico, you'll be inspired to go to Mexico. If it does not need to be in Mexico, then that inspiration to look for land in Mexico could be for something else on your journey of self-discovery. Everything you truly want is on that journey of self-discovery. Nothing you truly want is based on anything that you're lacking of any kind whatsoever. That's all the limited definition of self. The limitless definition of self is, I am eternal being and I am here now. What is happening now? What can I do now? What's exciting now? What's interesting now? What's going on now? How can I perceive something from the higher perspective right now? How can I see this is all good right now? How can I accept my conditions and the people in my life and myself as perfect right now? How can I stay in alignment right now? All these things will be spiraling upwards, creating more alignment, more clarity, more expansion to where? Self-discovery, not to accumulating trinkets or abiding by what society deems is valuable in this time. That is all gone. See, humans have evolved to this point right now where everything is literally possible. Now that everything's literally possible, you can give up all these man-made desires based in lack, and you can think more about discovering who you truly are. Once you discover who you truly are, everything will become clear to you.
That's amazing. I love it that I'm starting to understand like so much more when I hear the answer the first time rather than having to listen to it five times. So thank you so much, Joshua. That was amazing.
And that is proof of your expansion. That is proof that you are raising your vibration. That is proof that you are in alignment more often. That is proof that you are have evolved to a higher vibrational version of you now, because now you have the clarity to interpret these words in a way that makes sense to you. And most people will hear these words and they will sound nice and they will resonate, but they will not be clearly understood until the vibration comes higher out of the illusion and more into the truth, which is where you and many of you are right now. Those of you who are on this call right now, and those of you listening who have been listening for a while, have come to understand that you're on the leading edge of thought. You realize that there are not a lot of people on this leading edge. And each time you listen and get some new aha moment or some new idea, that's a sign that your vibration has raised, that you're in more acceptance and in more love and in more clarity. And with that, the momentum builds. In the past, the momentum would have built towards more limiting beliefs, more limitations, more effort and struggle and frustration. And now it's being shifted in all of you. And now you're moving to these higher levels of clarity and awareness, which is exactly what you intended prior to your birth. All you're doing is letting go of your limited definition of self. And as you do that, streams of consciousness and love and inspiration are flowing to you, as well as intuition and direct communication for many of you.
Thank you so much.
I have a question.
Yes.
This is Letty. Hi.
Hi, Letty.
Hi. Okay, well, my question is this. I love animals. I'm very much into nature. However, 3 weeks ago, I got bitten by a scorpion, and it have caused such an inflammation and pain on my leg. But the more that I think about, I don't really see that I have a limited belief in regards to even the Scorpio, because I didn't even kill it. I put it back in its ecosystem. So I'm trying to determine, why did I manifest such a, you know, a strong reaction?
If that injury had come from any other source, you would have blamed your condition on that source. Notice that you aren't blaming your physical manifestation on this source, because you love nature. You love animals. Had it been a stray bullet out of a gun, you would have blamed the person who was pointing the gun. Had it been a car accident, you would have blamed the other driver. Had it have been you tripping and falling over something, you would have blamed yourself. What's happening here is you are being shown that nothing outside of you can possibly cause anything within you. It is always done by you. Now, the limiting belief is that you still perceive that bad things can happen from the outside. That's all that is. And that's a very common belief. It's the most common belief. In the old approach to life, you play the role of the victim, perceiving that things can happen to you from outside people or conditions or what have you. The negative emotion that you feel was caused by the person who said the bad thing. The pain that you're enduring is caused by someone who caused the pain. All of these things you're perceiving are outside of you. That's the old approach to life, and that's the approach to life of victimhood. You are a victim to possible danger, negative emotions, and harm that could come from outside. The truth of you is, the new approach to life is, you are a limitless being of love, and you are the creator of your reality. As the creator, you must know that anything that comes to you is for you. Now, this is a very obvious event that's happened, because in physical bodily pain, you cannot ignore it. Now, we'll promise you that you have been ignoring all of the other manifestation events along the way until you get to this one where you cannot ignore. And this one is such a prominent manifestation event that you are actually inspired to ask a question. Push past all the fear and ask a question of this event that's happened for your benefit. Now, what is the benefit? Well, the benefit is to point out your primary fundamental limiting belief. The tricky thing about manifestation events is they seem to confirm your limiting beliefs. Oh, I could get hurt. I do have to protect myself from harm. Yet, what is showing you, if you are able to look at it from a higher perspective, is that everything is being created by you only to point out the limiting belief. Without this event happening, you could never have this conversation with us. You would never be inspired to ask this question. And you could never come to the sudden realization that this thing that happened to you is actually happening for you. Why is it happening for you? So you have an opportunity to see that it's based in the limiting belief. What's the limiting belief? I'm a victim. I'm vulnerable to bad things happening that are coming from outside. I'm not the creator of my reality. I'm not the one who's choosing everything. I am a victim living in a malevolent universe that's out to get me. That is the most common belief. And the manifestation event is showing you that it's simply a limiting belief. Now, if you can see this for what it is, and if you can appreciate the event and appreciate the scorpion and know that it's coming to you in love, all it's doing is pointing out this huge limiting belief in your life. If you can soften that limiting belief and saying, okay, I am now aware of this belief I had that I was a victim to bad things that could happen to me. That limiting belief must not be true because all definitions based in the limited are false, since you are a limitless, eternal, magnificent, infinite being. The belief that I am a victim must be false. Therefore, I must be the creator. The truth of who I am is the creator of this reality. Now, why would I create a situation where a scorpion that I love, because I love all nature, bites me and causes so much pain? So that you can get to understand and realize this limiting belief that's holding you apart from who you truly are. Well, what do you truly want then? Do you truly want not to be harmed? Do you truly want to avoid all bad things that could happen to you? Or do you truly want to come to the realization that you are a non-physical, eternal, limitless, magnificent being of pure positive love who is the creator of their own reality? Well, from the human perspective, maybe you'd say, no, I just want to be safe. But from the non-physical perspective and with the timeline of every life you've ever lived, the non-physical version of you understands that you must get over this limiting belief. Well, how would you, as the non-physical version of you, guide the physical version of you towards understanding that you have this limiting belief and coming to a different conclusion? You would first send a thought, and the physical version of you would resist that thought. The thought might be something like, you're the creator of your reality. And the physical version of you says, no, I'm a victim. I don't believe that. That's a ridiculous idea. I'm simply a normal person. I'm not anything special. I am not the creator of my reality. I just have to protect myself from all these things. So that's the first resistance that you ever offered, you see. Well, you weren't paying attention to the thought. You discarded the thought. And so now another event has to happen. And the event will be small. And then the next one will be a little bit bigger. And the next one will be a little bit bigger. And then something will happen where you can no longer ignore it. And so in your case, the perfect manifestation of this is to set you up in nature, in alignment, where you are happy, where you love it all, and then get bit by something you love. Because that will cause you to come to a conclusion. How could I be in alignment, be in love with nature, and be bit by something I love. That doesn't make any sense because I'm in alignment. So wouldn't it mean that all good things happen in alignment? And yet here I am in pain being bit by a scorpion. And we say, yes, all good things happen in alignment. And this manifestation is the best thing that's ever happened to you because finally, after all these years, you're paying attention for the first time. And now you get to hear an answer that is the truth of this from a source that you believe, and you have an opportunity to change your belief system now. So as soon as you say, I am not in resistance to the scorpion because I love nature, but I am in resistance to the pain that it's causing me because I hate pain, then you can say, you can see that you exist in duality. You love nature, but you hate physical pain. But nature, which is what you love, from your perception, caused the physical pain. Well, how could the physical pain be caused by something I love? Therefore, the physical pain can't be something you hate. It has to be something you love because it's coming to show you where your resistance is. Now, are you following along with us so far?
Very much. Thank you. Excellent. Everything is very clearly.
Excellent. So if you were to say this happened to someone else who's not familiar with these teachings and not aware of who they truly are, they would kill the scorpion, go to the doctor, sue the park where they were at, find all kinds of excuses never to go outside again, buy really thick boots, make sure that they had a flashlight everywhere they went, make sure they walked with a partner, make sure they stared at the ground in case it didn't happen again. They would take this event and use it to confirm their limiting belief. I am a victim. See, this is proof of that. And so they would not get the information that's contained in that because they'd be looking at it from a limited perspective. So from a limited perspective, you could see this is the conclusion that everyone comes to. Only when you get to an understanding of how the system works and who you truly are, you can now look at all of these things, every little negative thought, every little annoyance, every little spat from a higher perspective and say, that person's not arguing with me. I'm arguing with my own limitations. Since I am a limitless being, my work here in the physical realm is to adopt limiting beliefs and then define myself in limited terms and then have manifestation events that point to the limiting beliefs and then process those limiting beliefs and raise my vibration to gain some clarity and then get into alignment and receive inspiration and take action and see myself more and more and more and more as the creator and less and less and less as the victim. In that, I'm fully on my journey of self-discovery and all my experiences are now there to fill in holes in my limiting beliefs. They're there to add more information into those limiting beliefs. A victim would say, this is a bad thing that happened to me and the scorpion's wrong, nature's wrong, the earth is bad, it's malevolent, I'm a victim and I can be harmed further, so I have to protect myself. We're asking you to shift your approach to life in a radical new way. I am the creator of this reality. Everything that comes to me is for me. If I see it as a bad thing, I'm not going to get the information that's contained within the event. However, if I look at it as a gift from the universe, as a manifestation of something that I created for myself, as a way to show me my limiting beliefs so that I can move even further on my journey of discovery, just as I intended prior to my birth. Suddenly, everything makes sense. Suddenly, everything's a gift. Suddenly, negative emotions aren't a bad thing. They're just guidance. Suddenly, you leap into a new definition of self that's so much more empowering, and that happens to work with this system of physical reality and the laws of the universe. Suddenly, you turn the corner and everything starts working. suddenly you feel much better. Suddenly you become even more sensitive. So suddenly new experiences happen for you that are now a match to this even higher vibration. But if you're holding on to limiting beliefs, you will also be welcoming in manifestation events. Sure, most of them will be mild. As you're processing the negative thought in the thought stage and looking at why you're resisting this thought or why you're judging this person as bad in the thought process, if you're processing limiting beliefs there, they don't have to become manifestation events. But if they do, they're going to be mild. And if you are aware of them at the stages when they're just mild little spats with a friend, you can then say, it's not the friend's fault. It's a limiting belief that causes me to feel fear when the friend says those words. And voila, your life becomes much smoother. There's none of these big obstacles that get in your way anymore because you're doing all the work at the early stages and not waiting for come to the longer stages. But if they do come later at the later stages more intensely, you'll realize, oh my gosh, I've absolutely been holding on to this limited perception of who I am in opposition to what I intended prior to my birth. And it was causing conflict. And because I wasn't paying attention, it had to get big enough so that I would pay attention. And this is exactly what's happened in this case.
Thank you so much. Extremely clear. Thank you.
Excellent. Who's next?
I have a question, Joshua. Okay, so it's about acting on urges to control the conditions. So just to give it a quick example, I traveled with my family, and when I arrived at my parents' house, it was just a lot of manifestation events happening, a lot of fear. I was in fear and just acting on urges all over. And then I went into the bathroom, for example, and it was completely filled with crap. And my sister, when she visits, she's on this call. Hi, Lori. She uses the same bathroom. So I had the idea to clean up this bathroom, which I knew was an urge to control the condition. But here's what happened. I stopped what I was doing and I called my sister. We did it in 10 minutes. We laughed our butts off. We had the best time. And then it was clean. And now every time I go in, I'm so joyful. I love it. I'm love that we did it. So I guess my question is it possible that in the reaching out to Lori, I then through this action with her got into alignment doing this? Or are we just moving so fast between inspiration sometimes and urges?
We want you to know that this was a conscious choice on your part. So you're ornery, out of alignment, and you get into the bathroom and then you judge the bathroom from this consciousness of fear. And you say to yourself, I wish this bathroom was cleaned up. And then you have all kinds of thoughts that are based in fear. How come no one's thinking about me? Why do I always have to do all this work? Shouldn't it be cleaned up for me? Doesn't anyone care about me? All this complete manifestations of an illusion based in the limitations. Then you stop and you say, I'm getting all these urges to control the conditions. Now, you might think that cleaning up the bathroom is acting on an urge to control the conditions. In the limitless, pure, positive love version of you, the bathroom would be spotless because this matches who you are. So to manifest a spotless bathroom that is completely in alignment with who you truly are, you can do it in two ways. You can act on urges and complain and work and effort and nothing's getting in the right place and everything's messed up and you're all there for half an hour doing it. Or you can choose a new approach. And you could say to yourself, how could I do this that would be fun and in love and enjoy and move out of this uncomfortable, unpleasant connection to fear and lack and then get into alignment, which is fun. So all you have to do is say, how can I do this more fun? And what makes me think this isn't fun anyway? What else would you be doing? You see, so on one hand, you could be imagining something else that you could be doing that's more fun. And the other hand, you could be presented with what's in your reality right now. So your reality is coming to you. You are being, you see. You're not even moving in this reality. You think you're moving, but all you're doing is changing into different dimensions. You're using your mind to change into different. So this hand moving from here to here is going through billions of dimensions. It's not actually moving, you see? So yes. As you are existing in this bathroom that is in one state, you are either accepting it or rejecting it. You noticed you were rejecting it because you felt negative emotion. That was your guidance. And so you say, I know that I'm in the consciousness of fear in this moment, but I'm in these conditions, they must be perfect. There must be a reason this is happening. There must be a reason I created this messy bathroom. And then you could say, I accept the bathroom. And you could leave the bathroom if you could. If you could leave it without thinking about it, or you could think of some inspired idea. Now, once you accept the bathroom as it is, as for you, as perfect in every way, boom, you're in alignment. It's the resistance that takes you out of alignment. The acceptance, you're automatically in alignment. It's a natural state. You have to actually resist something to be out of alignment. So you accept the bathroom, and then the thought occurs to you. Call Lori. Get her over here. Let's have fun. Let's do it together. And because both of you are getting what you want and are together and are co-creating in this environment and are in alignment, then it can only be fun. It can only be interesting, exciting, and exhilarating. That's all it can be. It can't be. And it'll go by quickly. And as long as you're focused in that moment and not off wishing you were someone else, wishing you were someone else. If you were wishing you were somewhere else, you're going back to the victim. The victim wishes things were different. The creator accepts this is my creation. I don't really know how it's my creation, but I'm going to accept it as it is. And through the experience of that bathroom, you expand it to another level of clarity. Do you see? Now you may say, oh, well, that was just cleaning up the bathroom. It took 10 minutes. We're telling you, you expand it to a completely new version of you, a more authentic version of you. And so did Lori. And so did anyone else who heard the story or who saw the bathroom later or who will read about this later or listen to this question later. All of those people are expanding as well. So that innocuous little bathroom mess has these ripple effects that change consciousness, change history, spread out all over the universe. And this is what we want you to think about when we say you are magnificent in your creations. You are limitless in what you do. There wasn't much effort in that, was there? There's no effort in fun.
Right.
Even though you're moving your body and you're doing all these things, you're not getting tired. You have all the energy you need.
It gave me energy.
Exactly. It didn't give you energy. You released that stream of consciousness of fear that sapped or choked off the energy. All you did was get back to alignment and the energy flowed. The stream of consciousness of fear is like a spigot on a hose.
Yes.
You just cranked it down a little bit.
Love that. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Who's next?
Hi, Joshua. I have a question about the house also.
Yes.
I'm going to replace my front door of the house. And for a few years ago, I found a door in a magazine that I loved. And it's what I had in mind to change it with. But then when I used a software program to superimpose that door that I liked onto a photograph of my front door, and it didn't look good. And then I experimented with some other door styles, and there was another door style that looked really good. It looked harmonious, but I'm wondering if I'm just fooling myself, because like that first door which I saw in the magazine, I just really loved it, and I don't know what the purpose of this experience of finding a different door.
Excellent.
That looks good.
We'll see if we can explain this to you. How long ago was it when you found your first door?
I was looking through the magazines like 3 years ago.
Imagine the version of you that existed 3 years ago. Now, fast forward to today, and Think about who you are now. Is there any difference between who you were 3 years ago and who you are now?
Oh, yeah, there's a big difference.
Is there any difference between who you were 3 weeks ago and who you are now?
Likely.
Yes. And so if you're holding on to these things you think you want, based in this limited version of you compared to who you are now, a less limited version of you, you attracted that which resonated with that less limited version of you. And so had you ordered that door then, likely you would have created a manifestation event. You would have bought the door, had it delivered, had it installed, spent all that money and all that time and all that effort and all that struggle, and looked at the door and said, this doesn't fit at all. What was I thinking? Manifestation event, you see? But you let it go for whatever reason. And now you find yourself here at an elevated vibrational state. You are more in alignment more often. You are thinking about things from a higher perspective more of the time. You are seeing yourself as less limited. You are expecting different things to come. So that door that resonated with you or was a vibrational match to you 3 years ago cannot exist in your reality if it's no longer perfect for you. All that can exist is that which is perfect or that which is going to give you a manifestation event for the version of you that exists right now. So you have two possibilities. You find a door and everything goes smoothly. It's the right price. It's delivered on time. It's installed easily and it looks wonderful. Or the other possibility is you find a door that you love. The price is too high. The delivery is too long. The installation is a mess and a struggle. And you hate it when it's in. If it's easy and flowing through you, you have no limiting beliefs in that area. You have processed any limiting belief that would need to come in that area, whatever area that is. If you effort and struggle your way to get this door that turns out to be not what you want, it's because you have limiting beliefs in that area. So both possibilities are for your benefit. You might say, I want the one that's just smooth and easy and comes with a breeze and it's cheap and all that. But the other one will show you limiting beliefs. And that is even more valuable from our perspective. Because now you could say, oh, I was worried about a price and I bought a cheaper door. Or I was worried about the timing of this because I wanted to have it for a party and it came in too late. You see? Limiting belief, limiting belief, limiting definition of self all the way through. Or the workers came and I knew they'd be no good and I knew they didn't know what they were doing and they messed up my whole door jamb and everything and it was a mess. Limiting belief, limiting belief, limiting belief. Not about them, not about the door, but about yourself. And you want to know all of your limiting beliefs. You want to know them. From the physical perspective of the victim, you don't want to have any negative emotion whatsoever. You'd like to go through life sailing through, but that life would not be expansive as you intended prior to your birth. When you return to the non-physical, you'll see all this. It'll be so obvious to you. Of course that had to happen. I needed that manifestation event to come. Had that manifestation not come, I wouldn't have expanded to this new level of awareness that is the highest level in any physical reality form I've ever been, you see. And now I really understand how this game's working in physical as well as non-physical. This is what you truly want. This journey of self-discovery, that's all this is about, you see. It's meant to be fun. It's meant to be enjoyable, but you're the one who makes it not fun. You're the one who doubts yourself. You're the one who questions everything. You're the one who wishes you had never had negative emotion or manifestation events, you see. From the higher perspective, you want all these things. You want to be really sensitive, and you want to really know when you're off. When you're in fear or doubt, when some limiting belief has been triggered, you really want to know. And you want to know at the first stage, at the first sign, the minute you feel negative emotion, the minute you have a thought that's resistant, you want to know then. You don't want to go through life trying to make decisions where everything works out smoothly. You want to just make the decisions and then stand by that decision knowing that was the perfect decision no matter what comes. And if what comes is a perfect, easy solution or outcome, that's part of who you are. That just shows you there's no resistance in that area. But if there are any issues with it, any manifestations have been involved, that's what you want to identify the limiting belief. But most humans won't do this. Most humans will say, the price is too high. The delivery is too long. the installers are incapable. They'll complain, thinking this is going to help bring in a better reality for them. But all that does is strengthen their own limiting beliefs. It just gets harder and harder and harder to see above those limiting beliefs as they go on, because they're offering so much resistance in their lives. And then eventually they get to a point where they say, this sucks, and they return to non-physical, and then they get it. And then they say, wow, that was an expansive life. Let's try this again, and let's see if I can offer a little bit less resistance the next time. So going back to your earlier question, the version of that door that resonated with you then is no longer a match to who you are now. You have elevated your vibration, so what comes to you now is a match to you. So look at those doors and give up any attachment to anything that was in your past. And we mean everything. Your entire childhood doesn't matter. They were just experiences. Nothing is a definition of you. They were just areas of experience where you either adopted limiting beliefs or processed limiting beliefs or adopted empowering beliefs or lowered the intensity or raised the intensity of the beliefs. That's all that was, so that it could bring you here now and ask this wonderful question. That's all that was ever happening in the past. Nothing is there to define you. We want you to define yourself by the limitless being that you are, being accepting of this moment. So when you say that old door that I love should still be around, you're dragging the past into the future and you're defining yourself in limited terms because that version of you no longer exists.
You know, based on your answer, I actually feel like dumping all my magazine cutouts that I had accumulated over the past few years. Cause I feel like now it's just what's that thing called that weighs you down and drags you?
An anchor.
An anchor. I'll just dump it all.
Dump it all. Dump all of it. And then meditate. And then listen to some nice music. And then maybe do a little painting. And then let an idea flow. Oh, I want to watch HGTV. I don't know why I want to watch that. Okay, I'm done painting. Let's go sit down and watch some program on HGTV. And then you turn on the channel and they walk through a door and this is the door. Completely different than anything you have thought. Because if you're carrying that idea of that old door, guess what can't come to you? The idea of a new door. Because you'll always be comparing it to that old door. That old door no longer exists. Let go of all the old, bring in the new. And it's easier to do that when you define yourself as who you truly are. Oh, I did all this work to plan out this door and to do all these cutouts and put all these pictures, and I'm attached to all that now. That is my definition of what this house should be look like based on the old version of you that no longer exists. So now just do what's fun. Throw it all out and start fresh. Do what's fun now, and you'll find it's all easy, it's all effortless, it's all exciting, and it's always fun. This has been an amazing conversation with brilliant leading edge creators who are now starting to define themselves in brand new terms. We want you to throw out this baggage of limiting beliefs that says you should be this, that, you should not brag about yourself, you should not be bigger than your boots, you should not be important, you should just fit in. This is what's holding you down. This is your anchor. Leave all that stuff alone and understand that you are infinite. Everyone else is infinite. The conditions are infinite. You're eternal. And only thing that is the truth of you is that you are love. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joshua.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Joshua. Everyone. That was awesome.
All right. That was another fun episode. Thanks so much for being here. And we really appreciate when you like and subscribe and leave reviews and all that stuff. It really helps boost this availability on the channel to other people who might be searching for it. And if you want more information on the alignment course, it's starting July 26th. It's $297. There's a lot to it. And just send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com and explain the whole process to you. It takes about a page of reading to really understand what it is. Also, we're having the retreat here in October. If you'd like information about that, also send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com. And if you have any other questions or anything, just feel free to send them to me. I'd love to hear from you. So until next time, have a wonderful week. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.